This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, celebrating deep rest and a place of refuge under a full moon in Pisces. The moon is going to be far away from the earth for this eclipse and full moon. But I know that a lot of people have been feeling their tides of emotions have been pulled with the gravitational impact of the moon upon life here on Earth. So the invitation here is to simply rest your weary bones, to take time to nurture your physical body, to listen to your physical body and heed the call for rest, but also to take deep rest for your emotional body, to listen to your feelings, and know that you are not too much. It is okay to be feeling all your feelings and give yourself time and space to simply accept whatever is arising. All is welcome in the space of Yoga Nidra, your tears and laughter, your joy and your grief. Each and every part of you is welcome. Under a full moon, everything is illuminated. So perhaps this is a good time to ask for a little clarity and see if the moon lights your path ahead. Could you see this time of Yoga Nidra as the spark to observe the moon each night? Could Marama be your new companion as you journey through the month ahead? So settling down into your Nidra nest and just taking the time to check that you've turned off all the beepy things. And maybe you've closed doors and windows so that you won't be disturbed. And if your children or little animal friends are joining you, then get them all settled in too. Give yourself a little bit of extra time to settle in for this longer practice. Make sure that you have all the support you need to feel completely at ease. This might mean tucking in your feet, or maybe having some extra blankies for this cold snap we're having. And if there is even just one tiny thing that you could do to feel even more deliciously cozy, then please know that you can do that now, or indeed at any time throughout the practice. Know that there is nothing that you need to be doing, and that all your time here today is to simply rest and let go. So as you start to settle, just let the day prior to this moment fade to the background. It'll still be there when you arise later. Give yourself full permission to find rest, and this might mean that you actually fall asleep. So know that at the end of the practice, I'll be giving you little cues to help you either choose to stay asleep or if you wish to awaken and return to your day. We're currently living in a time of uncertainty. So remember that in times of uncertainty, it is always reassuring to connect with the things that we can be sure of. Start to feel down into the earth beneath you, feeling the weight of your skull and your shoulders, your spine and your hips, feeling the weight of your buttocks and your thighs, and your calves and your heels. And perhaps finding the most comfortable place for your arms to rest and feel at ease. Feeling gravity drawing down on your bones, deeper and deeper into the embrace of Papatūānuku. Just letting your bones and your muscles welcome the support of the earth beneath you. And perhaps seeing or sensing the sky above you, the vastness of space, and also the comfort of having shelter above you. Maybe there's rain dancing on your roof, or hail like there is here at the moment. Or perhaps you can feel the wind swirling around your house. if you're really lucky, maybe you're lying in a pool of sunlight that's warming you. And seeing yourself in the room you're resting in. If your eyes are still open, you may notice what is to your left and what is to your right. What is in front of you and what is behind you. And if you like, you can close your eyes or simply soften your gaze. And listening to all the sounds that surround you. What can you hear on the left side of your body? And what can you hear on the right side of your body? What sounds can you hear both far away? And what can you hear close by? And what sounds can you hear even coming down through this Zoom recording? My cat, Slinky McGlue, is just snuffling some jelly meat, so you might be able to hear her chunkering that down. Welcoming all the sounds today and letting them be a part of your resting experience. And welcoming all that you bring to this practice today. All your thoughts, all your feelings, and welcoming all the sensations in your body. There might be parts of you that are feeling hot. There might be parts of you that are feeling cold. There might be niggly little pains, or there might be parts that are feeling absolutely delightful and at ease. Comfortable and uncomfortable parts. Welcoming your energy levels, whether you're full of beans or completely and utterly depleted. Every part of you is so welcome. This is a time of hibernation, of cocooning and resting. And for the next 15 to 20 minutes or so, you can completely surrender and take a deep rest from all the cares of your daily life. Feel your whole body landing here ever so gently into your nidra nest. And then tuning into your breath. And knowing that you don't need to be doing anything special with your breathing. Simply to be here and welcome your breath however it arises and however it departs. This is more than enough. Welcoming our dear friend, the breath, our constant companion through life, through all our experiences, day in and day out. Feeling each breath simply arising and then releasing all so effortlessly. And you might like to take your awareness all the way down into your toes and let your next inhalation and your attention scan all the way from the tips of your toes, over the tops of your feet and through your legs, up and over your torso, and all the way up and through your face until you reach the very crown of your head. And then breathing out and down through the back of your body, all the way down your spine and your legs and into your heels. Inhaling up the front of your body and exhaling down the back of your body. When all is uncertain, our breath can be our anchor, our certainty. Listening to it. Sensing the texture. The gentle movement of our breath expanding and releasing throughout your body. And even in times of inner and outer climate change, We can be sure of the rhythm of the seasons. Perhaps seeing the flow of your breath as the unfolding and never-ending cycle of the seasons. Inhaling the tenderness of spring, reaching the full peak of summer, and then the gentle descent out into autumn. In the deep darkness and the space of the winter pause before the spring arises once again. Breathing in through the tenderness of spring, reaching the peak of the summer height of the breath, and then breathing all the way down and out through autumn into the deep darkness and all the way to that pause right there in the deepest, darkest days of winter. And just knowing that as your inner seasons of your emotions may be uncertain, you can be assured of the steady rhythm of the seasons of your breath. And letting your awareness come into the space of your heart, your inner compass in times of change and uncertainty. And taking a moment here to welcome all your thoughts, all your feelings, and all the sensations arising here. And know that your heart space, it might be in one of three places. You might feel it today more in Whatumanawa, the space between your eyebrows, the seat of your intuition. Or it may be in Manawa, the heart center, deep behind your breastbone, the home of self-love and manaakitanga. Or it may be all the way down in Pumanawa, in your womb space, and the home for our feelings and instincts and self-expression. And maybe you can just feel your awareness moving and shifting between these three heart spaces, and you might settle into just one for deep reflection. And then perhaps seeing the moon as she was last night, a completely full moon. Seeing that waxing and waning shape as a guide, a never-ending cycle that we can connect to in times of uncertainty. Knowing that we can call upon Marama, the moon, to be our compass. And seeing that full moon beaming down, washing over the crown of your head and anointing your third eye space. And allowing the silvery beam of light to move awareness around your body, anointing and awakening your body with celestial blessings. So perhaps you can feel that silvery light steeping in your third eye space, washing down over your face, down over your chin, and all the way down your throat. And perhaps that moonlight is gathering in a little pool there in the dip between your collarbones. And perhaps it flows all the way, spilling out of that dip between your collarbones and running down your right shoulder, all the way down through your upper arm, through your elbow, washing down your forearm and through your right wrist. It's like little droplets, silver droplets, dripping off your right thumb, your first finger, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your little finger. Feeling the whole of your right arm awakened by the silvery moonlight. And then it's like the tide is turning, pulling your awareness like a strong current back through your right wrist and elbow and shoulder, and coming all the way back to that little pool of moonlight there in the dip between your collarbones. And perhaps you can feel the current changing. And now you can feel that silvery flow of moonlight washing all the way down through your left shoulder, all the way down through your upper arm and around through your elbow, swirling around your forearm and your wrist, pooling in the palm of your left hand before trickling down little droplets of moonlight off your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. And feeling that whole of your left arm bathed in moonlight. Feeling the pull, the change of the tide, and awareness traveling all the way back through your left wrist and elbow and your shoulder, and all the way back into that little pool of moonlight there in between your collarbones. And maybe it's like it fills up, all the silvery light filling up here and then spilling over and washing down through the center of your chest. Swirling and washing over the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest. And perhaps feeling here, it's like a deep pull in your heart center. Feeling the moonlight filling up this pool at your heart center and then spilling over and washing all the way down the center line of your body, all the way down through your solar plexus, through your pelvis. And it's like a little current or perhaps a little waterfall running all the way down through your right hip, your knee and your ankle. The whole of your right leg bathed in moonlight. And you can feel that silvery light trickling down through your toes, your right big toe, your second toe, your third and fourth and little toe. And maybe you can even feel the moonlight dripping in between your toes. And then feeling that pull, that change of the tide, your awareness traveling all the way back through your right ankle, your knee, your hip, coming all the way back into your pelvis. And then the moonlight spilling all the way down through your left leg, through your left hip, your knee, your ankle. Moonlight washing all the way down through your left big toe, your second toe, your third and fourth and little toe, and even trickling in between the toes. And the tide changes once again. And feeling that pull, that sense of your awareness being drawn back like a current, through your left ankle, your knee, your hip, and all the way back now, swirling back through your pelvis, swirling back through your solar plexus, swirling back through your heart center and into the little pool there in between your collarbones. And that final pull all the way back into the space between your eyebrows. And perhaps it's like that silvery moonlight just penetrates here through the third eye point. You can feel it washing through the inside of your body. Silvery moonlight now coming down through the back of your body. Feeling into the back of your body here, cradled by Papatuanuku. Your body deep in rest. While all the points awakened on the front of your body are bathed in moonlight. Resting here in the glimmerings of first light, early springtime. A time of awakening from the dormancy of winter. Feeling your body deeply at rest. but perhaps the tiniest hint of sap rising in the earth upon which you rest. And just as the back of your body rests in the darkness of the earth beneath you, the front of your body is awakened and bathed in the full moonlight. Holding these spaces together, being and doing, darkness and light, resting and yet being aware. Perhaps you can feel back into the space of your inner compass. Which of your three hearts of Whatumanawa, Manawa, or Pumanawa do you wish to linger in? You might be listening to all that is arising in all of these spaces, or just one of these spaces, welcoming all sensations, welcoming all thoughts, welcoming all feelings. And then feeling back into the earth beneath you, welcoming all the sounds that surround you, perhaps noticing the sound of your own breath, taking a deeper breath in, and noticing how your connection with the earth beneath you expands and then releases with your breath. Feeling the certainty of your body at rest here upon the earth, and letting your next breath start to awaken your toes and your fingers, wriggling them a little. And noticing what you sense in the air, what can you smell? And then moving your tongue and your mouth and noticing, what can I taste right now? Maybe making a little hum. To welcome yourself back from this practice of Yoga Nidra. And knowing that this practice is coming to a close, and this is your cue now to either settle into a deeper sleep, or you might like to roll over onto one side and prepare to come up and return to your day. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete, and thanks for listening.